I'm talking to Sandra from Knutsford Council. Hello, Sandra. How are you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Not bad at all. So, yes, gutted, as we all are, that the flower show is not going on, but you've saved it in some way, haven't you?
I'm not sure if we've saved it. We just decided to carry on with the floral walk that the shops do every year to coincide with the flower show. It's been a really weird year, as we obviously all know, and it's still carrying on. Slightly not quite the same, so we just thought we would decorate the shops with some pretty flowers, basically, to add some cheer and some warmth into the town centre for everyone to enjoy.
So is there a certain way people you would suggest people have to go around the town centre to see these flowers, or can they just...
No, just not all the shops are taking part, if I'm honest, and a lot of the shops are staggering their openings as well. So you can just, you know, walk in, park up, wherever, and just have a little wander around. So shops are scattered around the town, really. So the whole of King Street, I would walk down Regent Street, Minchell Street, Princess Street. A lot of them are all taking part, so there's no real route or anything like that, and it is less formal than it would be if the flower show was happening, because normally that's we have fairly strict rules to abide by with that are given to the RHS to the shops. But this year, no. So we've almost just said, whatever you want to do, do. We've had some lovely sponsorship as well from Buddha Group, and we set up a local charity in Knutsford back in March, which seemed ages ago, called We Are Knutsford. And they've also sponsored the floral walk as well. And that's just to help out the shops, really, with their, you know, it's been really hard for them. Budgets are quite small. So, just come along. A lot of them are open now, the flowers, and are ready. All of them will be ready by tomorrow. And they'll carry on till Sunday, if not beyond, really. To be fair, Knutsford shops often have flowers out. They've just done a really bigger effort than they would do normally.
Have they done some sort of like you said, a bit more of an effort, but have they been really creative with what they put flowers in?
Yeah, we've had the prescription service, which is on Princess Street. They've done a little dedication to the NHS with the rainbow theme, because obviously they were open throughout lockdown. We've got Bare Necessities, which is a, underwear shop, lingerie shop, on King Street, and they've wrapped it around a lot of their models. Very, very pretty and very eye-catching. We have Mr. Sims down, right down by the Tatton end of King Street, who's sort of repurposed or reinvented what she did last year, actually, which came cool, which is really popular with the children, where she fills wellies, different sizes and different shaped wellies with pretty flowers. So yeah, it's more than just your normal here's a hanging basket.
So how long are the floral walk on for then?
It's on from, I'd say, properly tomorrow, because the RHS would have started today, but that's often only for members only and for judging. So I'd say probably 80% of them are ready now, and all of them will be ready tomorrow. We have Councillor and Knutsford Town Mayor Andrew Malloy popping round tomorrow as well with myself to have a look and take some photos. We're not doing a competition this year. We normally do a competition, and it can be quite formal. We've just decided, no, we're just doing it to be kind, basically, and to be add some cheer to the town.
Fantastic. Well, I've seen some pictures anyway. I'm guessing the pictures I've seen are from last year, probably, that I've seen.
I posted some probably late afternoon yesterday on the Facebook page, not the Town Council Facebook page.
Oh, so they're from this year's floral walk, then?
Pardon?
They are from this year's walk?
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
There's only about 19 on there now, I think.
Oh, brilliant. I'm going to be talking now to John. Sandra, where is John from?
He's from Cheshire Quality.
Cheshire Quality.
Which is a new shop down King Street.
Fantastic. And also, we'll be talking very shortly to Amelia. And where is Amelia from, Sandra?
She's from Hairdressers and Beauty called Nicholas Austin.
Thank you very much, Sandra. How are you, John? You all right?
Yeah, really good, thanks. You?
Yeah, not bad at all. So, tell us why. Did you get involved in it last year, or is this a new thing for you this year?
I didn't. We're a brand new business that opened in February, so this is our first time.
Oh, right. So you're brave then.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So how's it going so far for you, first of all? Is the year okay? I shouldn't really ask that, should I, with COVID and everything going on?
Probably not with what happened, but no, we've been good. The local support's been fantastic, and online's been brilliant. So been challenging, but big learning curve.
Fantastic. Right, okay. So these flowers then, they're in your shop. So are they deep into your shop or just in your window as you walk in?
So they're in the window, in both windows, both bay windows, and we've got them just on the entrance as you come in one of our hampers.
Now, do you know a bit about flowers? So you knew what you were looking for and what you wanted to do with them, or did you get some outside professional help?
I did a couple myself and then called on one of our florist neighbours next door.
Oh, right. All right, so it's like a joint venture then.
In a way, but theirs is outdone mine, so but it still looks good.
Fantastic. So what do you think about it all anyway? Do you think it's a great idea, or is it just extra work at the wrong time of year, in the wrong year as well?
No, I think anything that can brighten up the town and bring a bit of football to all businesses, never mind me being brand new, but to bring football to Knutsford itself and just add a bit of cheer, so to speak, it's a great idea.
Would you do this regularly then in your shop, or are you thankful that it's just for a short period of time?
Probably not on a daily or weekly basis, but I think for an event or for a special occasion which brings people in, then it's a great idea. We're willing to try anything.
So how long have you had your flowers in your shop for now? Is it past couple of days, is it?
Just a day now, yeah. So it's just very, very new, so just a day.
Right. Has anybody been to your shop and they've gone, oh, wow, this is amazing, or they've not even noticed, dare I ask?
No, I have. I've had two people in this morning since they opened at 10, and they've commented already on them, so
fantastic.
Worth it.
Fantastic. So if people want to come and see the floral walk, and they want to come and see your shop and what you've done with it, where are you, and what's your shop name and everything, all the details?
Yeah, so we're the new shop on King Street, which is 23 King Street. The name of the shop is Cheshire Quality, which is all local produce. So 43 local businesses we're working with at the moment. And we're at the station end, so they can come and see us between 10 and 5 Monday to Saturday.
Fantastic. John, thank you very much for your time. And I'm now going to be talking to Amelia. Hi, Amelia. How are you doing? You all right?
I'm very well, thank you.
So what is your shop name and where can people find you, first of all?
Okay, so we're called Nicholas Austin and we are on Bottom Street towards the train station end of King Street in Knutsford.
Okay, so what can we expect from the flower display that you're doing on the floral walk?
So we've got two hanging baskets either side of the shop and then window beds all the way along the front in various different colours and a spray of, okay, multi-different species of flowers.
Fantastic. So did you have some outside help with this, or do you know a little bit about making it look good?
I know a little bit myself, but I did have help with it, yes.
All right, who helped you? Can I ask?
A fantastic client of mine called Bruce Hunter, and I can't praise him enough.
All right, fantastic. Would you do this regularly then? I've asked this one to John before. So would you do this regularly, or is it a little bit too much like hard work?
No, we do it all year round anyway, because we think it makes the shop front look nice and tidy and appealing to everybody. But also, it's not just that, it's about making the town look great as well.
Absolutely. So have people visited your shop in the past couple of days and gone, oh, wow, that looks great? Or do they dare even suggest it? Do they not even notice?
No, they do. And we have quite a lot of people that come in and ask us, well, we had it done, that sort of thing. And we've changed in front of the shop recently as well. So we've had a lot of interest with that as well. And then obviously last year with the RHS Flower Show, we actually won the window display competition last year. And obviously that stopped a lot of people coming by.
Wow, so you won it last year then?
We did indeed, yes.
Wow, brilliant stuff. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, it was great. it was great stuff last year. It's a shame really that we missed it this year, but it is what it is, I suppose.
Is this a competition, this floral walk then, you're doing? Or is it...
The floral walk itself doesn't tend to be. It's just more for businesses to get involved in the town, obviously make the town look pretty and that sort of thing through the summer. But the RHS, obviously, they visit Catherine every year, and they set up their kind of own window display competition, and they usually set a theme each year, and then it's kind of up to us if we want to follow the theme or do our own thing, really.
Brilliant. So there must be some, you know, little bit of yourself in there that says, oh, I want to do better than them next door or better than them.
Oh, absolutely, of course. You know? Yeah, There's an element of competition with us all, but it's all friendly, of course.
Yeah. Right, Amelia, thank you very much for your time. And
no problem, thank you.
All the best. See you later.
Ta-ra. Thank you, take care, thanks, bye-bye.